on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Well, it's been quite a second since we've talked about farts, guys.
So but they haven't stopped on the show.
No, that's for sure. Dr. Brantley Hall, welcome back to the show, my guy.
Happy to be back.
So if you guys don't remember this, an actual doctor, I guess we should reintroduce you. Do you want to, I guess, give your actual credentials first?
Yes.
We just call you a fart doctor. I know that's probably not the most appropriate.
It's a lot more serious than that.
Yeah.
My real title is assistant professor at the Department of Cell Biology and Molecular Genetics at the University of Maryland.
Yes.
Whoa, way more important than just farts, obviously.
Right.
I like fart doctor too.
Fart doctor's pretty fun though. I think it's pretty fun. We brought you on here because we found out that over at UMD, they're trying to actually, and this is serious, they're trying to figure out, they're doing a study as we speak to find out really what is a normal amount of human flatulence. And that's where you come in. And it's actually a real important study. Last time we talked to you, we kind of stumbled ourselves into this study because we didn't mean to, but you were like, well, do you want to be a part of it? And we were like, well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. So you sent over these, and I'm sorry, the official name for the device is what? I want to make sure I get this right.
We call it the smart underwear.
Okay, well, that the smart underwear is what it was. One of us did this with flying colors. One of us really struggled with this on the show.
I know.
Charlotte, which one were you?
The latter.
Yeah, Charlotte really struggled with this. Do you want to explain why you really did not do well with this and how poorly you did with this study?
Let's see. I flushed my first smart underwear sensor down the toilet by accident.
Yes, I remember that day.
I kept, like, not correctly, like, transferring the data. It took me a while.
Yeah, how long is it? It was a 3-day study we were supposed to do. Now, to be fair, it took me a couple of days because I did forget one of the days. I think it took me 4 days to get it done. Okay,
wait, so
fair.
How did this work? So you guys put on the underwear,
yes,
and then you had to enter the data into what, like an app or something?
What you do is you would take pictures of what you would eat.
Okay.
And then every time that you would pass gas, it would just note what you were doing on the app, and you would upload it once a day. It was not that hard. It was not a hard study at all. That was it. Some of us really struggled, though, to get this done. I got mine done in 4 days total because I did forget today. Charlotte, it took you how long to finally get this done?
Let me pull up the... It was at least like 4 weeks.
Yeah, I was what?
I was wondering why.
It was like a month. I was like, it took forever.
So it's fully my fault.
You've had time to analyze the data. And we're just kind of curious, from Charlotte and I doing this study, what were you able to analyze from our flatulence alone?
And who's the fartiest?
Let's start with Charlotte.
She's a Zen digester. She's in the bottom 30%. So it's like the 28th percentile.
Wait, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
It means like basically 70% of people fart more than her.
Oh, she's not very gassy.
Not very gassy.
Wow.
Okay.
Charlotte, how does that make you feel? Is that good? So wait, is that good or bad? Do you want to be like
more gassy or less gassy?
I think it's good.
Okay.
If you don't eat any high fiber food, it might be bad. But if you do eat high fiber food, it's good. So I don't know, Charlotte, but like the maximum number of flatus that we counted in 1 day, 6.
You only farted 6 times? That's it?
Okay.
That's the maximum amount of farts you did?
Like,
I guess so.
Yo, that's wild. I would assume you'd fart like way more than that, though.
Why? Why do I strike you as a farty woman?
I mean, it just seems like, let's compare that to mine. Dr. Brantley Hall, by the way, on the show with us right now, he's, you know, we're calling him the fart doctor from UMD that's doing the study right now over how much gas is normal to have. Let's compare that to my results.
Okay, so you're in the 57th percentile, so just above average.
Okay.
Not crazy.
Okay.
Not crazy, but
not too bad.
I mean, 19 or 20?
20 farts.
Some small ones, like.
Yeah, I feel like I have more like showstoppers. it's like one and done.
You tell us between the two, who had the biggest fart between Charlotte and I? I can't believe it's the real topic. Who had like
you're winning this by a lot.
Wow. Yeah, really? Look at that. Yeah.
Okay, because I've also always had a theory because like I have like a pretty big butt. So I always wondered if that like it gives it more buildup power. Like is it like echoing or like is that possible for like your butt to like make your farts more powerful
this
through like
science,
the shape
people.
Of your butt
no,
like
this is science.
I have wondered that
if you were sitting on the device and like trapping the gas around it,
yeah,
I could see it being possible.
Okay.
But from your data, it doesn't look like that happened.
Okay.
So I had the like most and more powerful farts.
So Kramer is the fartiest.
So yeah,
you have sleep farts.
No, I know. That scares me. I was telling Charlotte actually off the air. I was like, hey, when I looked at my data, I'm not 100% sure that this is true, but I'm pretty sure I fart in my sleep. And like that terrifies me because I actually had a girl tell me that one time. She goes, hey, I'm pretty sure you fart in your sleep. And I was like,
whoa,
I don't think that's true.
That's loud enough for her to hear.
And I was like, I don't know that I can do like sleep. I'm a single guy. I don't know that I can do like, you know, sleepovers and feel comfortable with that anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, so according to Dr. Hall, you can't.
Yeah. So now you've added to my phobia. So was it a lot in my sleep or was it?
So yes. probably about one third in your sleep.
A third of them in my sleep.
Whoa.
Well, this is terrifying. Thank you for making time to do this and give us our results. And flattest.info, guys, if you want to find out more about what they're doing over at UMD. And seriously, I know this is like your life's work right now. So what a fun project. And everybody go find out more at flattest.info. Dr. Hall, thank you again for making time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.